Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Director of the Washington Public Library, Debbie Stanton, about October events.
October is underway, and with that, you get some fun fall activities. What's coming up at the library this month?
Yeah, so we have a lot of great October Madness events. We have our regular We Read story time, so that those have started again for the season. So those are on Tuesdays at 10. And that is really in all ages. It's, we have parents that have multiple ages of children. And so it's really nice. Jolisa makes it fun for, you know, the mom that might have like the little baby on her lap, but then the toddler that can come in the front and participate more with the other kids. And that one you do have to register for because it's a pretty big group. It's amazing how that group gets bigger every year. It's kind of crazy, but there's one early out Wednesday in October, and I know Janisa is, that's October 18th, I know Janisa is planning some creepy, sludgy, you know, you think about like all the games you might have played at like a Halloween party when you were a kid. Mm-hmm. She's kind of planning all of that stuff. There'll be crafts and games and things like that, all kind of Halloween or, you know, related to that kind of thing.
A nice hands-on activity.
Exactly, yes. I'm really excited. We have a couple Saturday programs in October. So on the second Saturday in October, the 14th, we're doing a bingo for books. And so basically, like, there's no monetary prizes, but we're playing bingo for all ages, and then the prizes will be books. So we've been holding back some like new copies of books of adults and kids books. So we're really hoping that people will come together to play that. And we also have Iowa's Honey Queen is trying to do a program in every county in the state as part of kind of her reign as the Honey Queen. And so we'll be having a honeybee program on the 28th of October. That's another Saturday. And both of those events are at 10 o'clock. And that one's also all ages. And she'll just talk about the honey industry and a little bit about, working in that industry. I'm super excited to have Spencer Meyer come back. If you've ever been to his concert before, he is a Steinway artist from New York City, and he happens to have some connections to at least a few local musicians. And so he's coming to tour with the Southeast Iowa Symphony Orchestra, and we get to have him first. So that's pretty exciting. So he'll be here Friday, October 20th at noon. So that'll be another noontime concert. And the great thing about Spencer is that he plays, you know, classical music, but he also plays ragtime, and he is going to make those keys just sing. So I recommend that anyone that can make it to that, that you come and listen to him perform.
And what kind of piano does the library have?
We have a Steinway piano, so it's a perfect fit. It's an 1888 Steinway, and it was actually before the way modern pianos were designed, and so it's actually one key less than a modern piano. So usually most people wouldn't notice, but there are sometimes I can never remember if it's like the really deep bass key or if it's a really high key, but it's one key less. But Spencer is fully aware of that and prepared to adapt anything he might need to do.
And what a great opportunity here in Washington.
I know, exactly. We get to hear him here first, and then, you know, he'll go on to Ottumwa and Oskaloosa and all those other concerts with Southeast Iowa Symphony Orchestra. We will also be at Trick or Treat Around the Square, so super excited about that. It's always fun to see the kids in costume, and we'll just be right out in front of the library giving away candy. And then I wanted to throw in there as well that we are going to close early on Thursday, October 19th. So usually on Thursdays we'd be open till 8 p.m., but a lot of the staff are going to be at the Iowa Library Association conference that day, and so we'll have the library open until 5, but then we'll have to close at 5. So just so everyone's prepared for that.
And when I was in the library a couple days ago, did I see that there is a collection box for these cooler temperatures?
Yes, thank you for reminding me. So yeah, we just put the box out. It's called Warm Up Washington is the name of that project. So it's kind of replacing what used to be the Coats for Kids program. And we've partnered with Farm Bureau and a few other organizations in town to be the collection point for coats. So it could be all ages. We have had people come in and ask, will we take adult coats? Absolutely. So we'll take kids' coats. You know, we just want to make sure that they're in nice condition. But we have partnered with the Y, and they're willing to launder everything, which is great. Yeah, we're really happy to do that again this year, and we'll take all sizes of coats.
And how are those then distributed?
Last year, we did something a little different. We set up our basement rebook room almost like a little boutique shop. You know, there can be some stigma attached to just taking anything, you know, from the community. So even though people might need the coats, they might feel uncomfortable with it. So Jolisa did a great job of setting it up so that there was like a mirror in there and we had all the coats hanging up. And she found hats that matched with the coats and kind of laid them out. So it really was kind of like a shopping experience so people could go and try on the coats. And we didn't even have it manned so that we made sure to honor people's privacy and their ability to just go down there and kind of look at what was available. And people really enjoyed that. So we're planning on setting it up the same way this year.
And you're always more likely to wear something when you like what you have.
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, people donated some amazing things, you know, just really cute hats that little girls came in and were like so excited about, like a unicorn hat or whatever it was. That makes it really fun to see the kids' excitement. And then even the adults, you know, that come in and they leave obviously feeling more comfortable than when they came in.
That's been today's Washington Page with Director of the Washington Public Library, Debbie Stanton. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.